service, prison.
Oh, Chuck, one thing I wanted to be sure you worked into the Laird thing is this. You mentioned it briefly, but I just want to be sure he knocks down this idea of the peasant guerrillas, you know. That's such a fraud.
Sure.
And talk about the 18 fully armed divisions with the most modern tanks and guns and so forth and so on, you know. And coming from the north, you know, the massive invasion by the communists and so forth, the naivete of this sort of thing. And I think that's very important. Incidentally, was he on two networks?
Well, what he did was...
If he did that, we ought to be sure Connolly gets on two next week.
I was thinking of that tonight, that we should try to do the same thing that he did. Of course, what he did is terribly expensive. He bought a network, which was CBS. He didn't even get CBS, really, because he can't get all of the affiliates. But he bought CBS the most he could cover at 7:30. Then he went into the 50 major markets and tried to buy the other independent stations or other network stations in those markets. And, for example, here in Washington, he was on both CBS and NBC.
Well, the point that I make is it's really irrelevant what the cost is, whatever. Whatever we need to get the coverage we need for Connolly, we should buy it. Don't do it on the basis of buying a network because it's a cheaper buy. That's bull.
Right.
Just get out and if this is an effective thing of buying, tell Haldeman's people to get off their ass and find out how to do it.
That's what we really should do is get the same.
Because I want Connolly to get a hell of a ride when he goes, you see, because that's the first bought time we're going to have.
Right.
Next Tuesday or so.
I think we're shooting for next Tuesday if we can get the time.
Yeah.
Sendlinger tonight just hung up for him, said that he didn't think they were going to get any viewership. He said that the gals...
Too early?
Yep, the gals are not picking up much response.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he's the one with the theory that the election's already over, that people have made up their minds. So maybe a little bit...
Well, viewership or not, he'll get some, and of course I was talking to Tricia, and she thinks it's an effective format he knows well presented and all that sort of thing.
Oh, what? Yeah.
And, you know, but we got to expect that. I mean, hell, they can do that. But on the other hand, he's a pretty goddamn poor actor.
Oh, he's a terrible actor.
That's the point.
That voice is just murder.
Right. But the point that we want to make is... Not to let our little boys get excited about it, but just crack the living bejesus out of him on the POWs, on the amnesty, and on the imposition of a communist government.
That's right.
And then, of course, the total fraudulence of this idea that it's peasant guerrillas.
Oh, well, he really has four or five things in his speech. Cambodia, the fact that...
Cambodia
was a peaceful country.
Yeah.
So we invaded it. Jesus Christ, whose side of the eye? You know, that's...
Yeah, Laird can point out there were 50,000 North Vietnamese in Cambodia.
That's right.
There were 70,000 in Laos.
Well, this is the kind of thing that Bell does very well.
Yeah. And just slice them up. But I would get that in, and I would keep that hammering in. I think, incidentally, Rogers could take that on, too. He, he doesn't need to talk about... But he should do it in a speech, and then he doesn't have to talk about negotiations.
I think we have a place on Friday where we can put Bill in for a speech, which would enable him to make some of these points without...
Pick it totally to pieces.
That's right.
And not just doesn't talk about negotiation. Somebody let the House and Senate guys say that he's trying to sabotage the peace negotiations. That should be said by somebody, though.
Well, that they are saying. And that...
Dole is saying that.
Dole had a good statement on it tonight. You, Scott, did when I talked to him.
Good.
There was a colloquy this afternoon on the floor. I don't know what kind of coverage they got, but our fellows were all using it. Of course, Agnew had some very good lines last night, we have to be careful of, obviously, because of what's going on. But he still makes the point quite well. Conley made it this afternoon. So
one thing you could do, you might write in this instance, a pretty devastating reply, even by Agnew. I mean, I'm not sure that this isn't too good, isn't a pretty good one for him to go on. Not to talk about negotiations, but talk about, now let's look here. What about POW? What about amnesty? Imposing a communist government, and that here he says that it was a peaceful country, Cambodia. The facts are here. Laos is a peaceful country. The facts are here.
Sure, the North Vietnamese were in there for years.
Hell yes. Well, that's why we went in. We didn't go in there to invade it. We went in there to save American lives. The people were shooting at us from across the border.
That's right. Of course, the other thing, Mr. President, that really is appalling, and I guess we have to give more credit to someone who was making this point. I think we have to probably give more credit to the American people than we do. But there wasn't a word in that speech.
Condemnation of the communists.
Exactly.
You got all the points, and I get all of those put down into a simple stuff, and I'd get it out, and I'd knock the living bejesus out of him.
Well, I look at everything.
The idea that this speech, one speech, disqualifies him to be president of the United States in this period, I'd use that term. The inaccuracies, the naivete, and the basic support of the enemy, well, are the basic his failure to condemn the enemy. Who've been killing Americans, right? But anyway, it ought to be a pretty good exercise. Let's fight him a little on this issue.
We'll touch him up tomorrow. I look at every one of these as an opportunity. I think you can.
Sure.
You can go after the fellow and demonstrate his incompetence to be president. Which, when you come right down to it, is what.
That's what it is. This demonstrates his incompetence to be president of the United States, and then that should be set. His speech. Because of its fraudulent, no name calling, I'd just say because of his inaccuracies, because of his naivete, et cetera.
Man just simply doesn't understand what's going on.
Oh, he knows. I'm inclined to think myself, that's the way we got to handle it.
Right.
But my own view is that we have on our hands here a guy that just honestly is a total, total sellout artist.
Alien philosophy, I don't think there's any question.
That's right. That's right. You mean?
When he said that I went in World War II and did what we had to do. Now, that was an interesting phrase. We did what we had to do. Well, most people went because they
did what we ought to do.
Yeah, that's right. And that's a big difference between this guy just.
But on the other hand, it's a double standard, too. You're going to fight fascism, but not communism.
That's right.
That's the other thing.
Who's going to make that moral judgment?
That's right.
Respect for law or authority.
And when is he going to stand up for his own country, running down America, a little of that?
Well, of course, that's where he's really going to the prevailing mood today.
Well, you can't tell from Sinlinger's first reaction, as he'll have to listen a little more. He'll get a little tomorrow night and so forth.
He said he wasn't getting much reaction. That was
not much so far.
Right. He his own reading was kind of low viewership, but he said he'd give me a reading by noon tomorrow and thought he could have quite an accurate one. Mm-hmm. And I must say, he gets the quick bounces. He doesn't necessarily get the...
Get the long term, but...
Right.
Good. Well, the quick bounces are interesting to
sure.
for us to know, but as I say, the thing that I anticipate myself is that our own people tend, because of their Washington influence and looking at, and all sitting glued to their television sets, to think the whole nation is looking at the damn thing and is being turned on, and it isn't. It isn't. It didn't hang on this foreign policy speech. This they will a little more. But on the other hand, you want to remember that it's not prime time still at 7:30.
That's right. And the other thing, Mr. President, is that if we do it right, we can turn the tables on them. You remember when Muskie made that speech last January?
Yeah.
He said, "Oh my God, look at he's really, really hurting."
Yeah, I remember.
He turned the tables on.
That's right.
And I think that's.
And said he's gone too far.
That's right.
He's just gone too far.
That's what this fellow said.
As a presidential candidate, at the time we're negotiating. He says, throw in the towel.
That's right.
Tells the enemy, we throw in the towel. That ought to be said.
Just condemns the hell out of us. And
hit the hell out of him at the time we're negotiating with the enemy. He says, I will surrender if I'm elected.
Yep.
I just think it's anyway, you'll ought to have some fun with that tomorrow.
We'll give him some help.
Good.
We'll give him
Bye.